Cuomo says it's great news that the infection rate was at 0.78% for Tuesday. The results of over 80,000 coronavirus tests showed 631 New Yorkers tested positive. Six people died of the disease. But the governor says even though the infection rate has been under 1% for nearly 2 weeks now, there are worries on the horizon as schools reopen, fall weather forces more people into confined indoor spaces, and flu season begins. The governor, in a conference call with reporters, likened the present moment to halftime in a football game.
And we ended the first half in good shape after a brutal first half, and we're in the locker room. COVID is not over by any stretch of the imagination.
Cuomo is not the only one expressing concerns. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and Dr. Robert Redfield, the director of the CDC, also predict a worsening public health crisis if more of the nation does not wear masks or practice safe social distancing. Dr. Redfield spoke recently in an interview with WebMD.
This could be the worst fall from a public health perspective we've ever had.
Cuomo says the onset of the flu season will pose other challenges, such as how to accurately screen for COVID-19 in schools that fully or partially reopen. He says many of the disease's symptoms, like fever, sniffles, or a cough, are similar to the flu. And he predicts the flu season will put an added strain on the overburdened disease testing system in the state and could lead to a further slowdown for obtaining timely results of coronavirus tests.
They're going to now need to reduce their COVID tests to do flu tests. We were so effective at commandeering testing capacity for COVID tests that there is no flex in the system.
Cuomo's health department has sent a letter to county health directors around the state asking them what steps they're taking to prepare to process both flu and coronavirus tests simultaneously. There's lingering uncertainty about K-12 classes even reopening, with some school districts around the state deciding to delay in-person classes until October. The teachers' union in New York City is warning that there are not enough safety precautions in place for the schools to partially reopen on September 10th. There's also growing concern about the safety of colleges and universities fully reopening. The University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, which opened its campus earlier this month, abruptly shut down in-person classes after students and staff became infected with the virus. The University of Notre Dame canceled in-person classes for 2 weeks after over 140 students became infected there. Other schools, including Ithaca College, have reversed their policies to reopen and now will offer online classes for fall. Cuomo called the outbreaks at the colleges a failure of testing and tracing, but he admits it's difficult to convince 19- and 20-year-olds to practice safe social distancing and to take other precautions. He says he's asking universities in New York to take another look at their reopening plans.
Would this have happened in your school? Could you have caught the spread before it got to 130 students? And if you can't answer yes, then there's a problem.
The governor says just like at halftime at a football game, now is the time to sift through what went right and what went wrong and to try to do better in the second half. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.